Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, wherever you are. This is the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. And, of course, we're going to be here with you for the next 3 hours or so. It is the Memorial Weekend. Believe it or not, the weekend is here, and hopefully all is well and everything is going okay as usual. I'm going to ask Murchis to go ahead and bring us in prayer, and, of course, we have a pleasant surprise for us on the other end. Good morning, Murchis. How are you doing today?
Good morning, Ivor, and I'm doing fine, thank you. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm not going to complain at all, despite that, let's put it that way. But we're going to give thanks. I'm going to ask you to lead us in prayer and have a very, very pleasant surprise for you.
Oh, intriguing.
Yes.
Okay.
So.
All right. As I said, good morning to you and to all those who are listening. A blessed good morning. Give me 1 second. I'd like to read to you scripture from Isaiah 25:8. It says, "He swallowed up death forever, and the sovereign Lord Jehovah will wipe away the tears from all faces. The reproach of his people he will take away from all the earth. For Jehovah himself has spoken it." And also Isaiah 26 and verse 19 says, "Your dead will live, my corpse will rise up. Awake and shout joyfully, you residents in the dust, for your Jew is as the Jew of the morning, and the earth will let those powerless in death come to life." Heavenly Father, we are thankful that you have woke us up this morning and protected us by your mighty hands throughout the night. Open our eyes to see all the blessings you have prepared for us today. Father, I bring to you this morning Mr. Leon Francis, who has lost his death. And to all those who are grieving, touch their hearts and minds and wrap your healing arms around them and comfort them. Let them know death is not the end. As the scripture says, you will swallow up death forever, and you will swallow up death forever, Jehovah, and you will wipe away all tears, for you have spoken it. Thank you for the hope you have sent with each sunrise. Your mercies are new and each morning. Keep us firm in our faith and joyful in our spirit. Thank you for your love, for your Son, Christ Jesus, and this gift of life. We love you and we praise your holy name, Jehovah, and we pray all these things in your Son's name, Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you for that, and you came through in flying colors, especially on this Memorial Weekend. But I don't know if it's somewhat of a surprise, because you surprised me now, and you would have remembered Leon. He's going through something here, and that's the surprise that I wanted to bring for you early in the morning. We're going to welcome Mr. Leon Francis, and he's going to bring us up to speed with a whole lot of things happening here. But I'm going to ask him to remember a few persons in prayer as well. So, Leon, good morning. Good morning.
Yes, a pleasant good morning to you, Murchis, and to you, Ivor, and all the listeners as usual.
Thank you for this opportunity.
Good morning, Mr. Francis.
Thank you so much for this opportunity to be able to remember my dear wife. Just before we go into prayer, I just wanted to let the folks know that my wife has been struggling for years, and she finally succumbed Tuesday morning at 6:30 a.m. Of course, she will be badly missed, and of course, irreplaceable. She had a good life, and I'll fill you in with the arrangement for her. Yeah. For her going home. Firstly, on the 4th of June, we'll have a funeral service in Crawfordville. It's the address for that funeral place is church is the United Methodist Church in Crawfordville, Florida, and it's located at 176 Oklahoma Street. O-C-H-L-O-C-K-O-N-E-E Street, Crawfordville, Florida, 32326. And the service will commence, the viewing will be from 9 until 10, and then 10 to 12 would be the funeral services, and followed by a repast at the same location. So the address is 176 Oklahoma O-C-H-L-O-C-K-O-N-E-E Street, Crawfordville, Florida, 32326. And the other services would be a memorial service at the Christ Fellowship Church in Miami, Florida, and the address is 8900 Southwest 168th Street, 8900 Southwest 168th Street, the Christ Fellowship Church, Southwest Miami. And I just would like to offer a prayer for the wonderful people who we are serving this morning. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you. We thank you for all you have done for us and for Iva and for Mertis and all the other ones who are making this show possible. We are grateful for the opportunity you have afforded us. We thank you, Lord, that you have helped us in the past, and we thanks for the life of our dear departed soul, Eunice Francis. After many, many years, she has been struggling with ill health, and you finally take her home. And Lord, we are grateful for your letting her stay with us some 78 years, 79 years to be exact. And we are just hopeful that one day I'll meet with her and be with her once more. She has been a part of my life for some 53 years, Lord, and we are grateful for that. Lord, we also pray for the Lashleys, Leroy Lashley and his daughter, Murchis and Bobsy Nisbet, just to name a few, and all the wonderful people that I've prayed for over the years. We pray for Iva, we pray for Cardinal, we pray for David, we pray for Simon and Irma, we pray for Jayton, and, of course, Mr. Linford McKenzie and his dear family, Lord. We just pray that you will just let this show go on without any interruption. We pray, Father, that you will just help those who are struggling with the ill health, Lord. And we hope, pray that you will just make this show be one to be remembered. We thank you for the opportunity that you have afforded us. And we also pray for traveling mercies for those who will be traveling from afar to come and worship with us at those two services, Lord. We're grateful for every kind of help that you have given. And all those who have not forgotten, I have forgotten, Lord, I just pray for them. We thank you for the opportunity to do so. And hope, Lord, that you'll make this show be one to be remembered. In your precious name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thanks, Natalie. And on behalf of the Caribbean Global Voices and the Cricket Show, I would like to take this opportunity to send our deepest condolences to you and the rest of the family. And we're saying that God has never made a mistake, so we just have to go ahead and accept his doing. We ask that his will be done, and we have to just accept that his will was being done, and just let us carry on and carry on his good works. I'm happy that you came, Julian, and we're going to do all we can here to bring some comfort to you and the rest of the family by whatever means possible.
Yes, indeed. We will be
in touch with...
Go ahead.
Yes.
I said we will be listening.
Yes, indeed. So, like you said, we thank you for your presence. And, of course, thanks for the blessings upon the show as well. And for those who named your call, you would always say the sweetest name you can hear is when you hear it on the radio. It's a memorial weekend. It's a holiday of sorts. And you remember the traveling folks. It's so much happening in this world, and especially here in this Americas, with the senseless killing of innocent people. I think your prayers, let's hope it's not falling on deaf ears. I don't think it's going to fall on deaf ears because God is always listening. But with that, you know, we go until high noon, but the inspirational portion goes until 10 o'clock. So all this hopefully would have been something of inspiration to others. And I'll say Murchison and inspiration. Leander came through first up this morning too in flying colors, and you wish to speak, and that's what I like. We're going to always be accommodating here. Well, folks, let's do a little house cleaning before we just get into the thick of things. Of course, the inspirational portions until 10 o'clock, and we always bring something to inspire, whether by word, as you would have heard, music, or commentary. 10 o'clock, we're going to have sports in brief, because tomorrow is the big one on the cricket show. That comes up at 6 to 9 in the p.m. So we're just going to give you sports in brief. And, of course, we have the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. Compliment of Mr. Arthur Watson, Cardinal Mills, going to be coming our way to tell us all that would have transpired. Of course, at 10:45, we expect to hear from Dawn and Debbie, and we'll apologize for them not being on air. They were there last week, but we had a little mishap. But we'll make it up to them, and they'll be in full force this morning at 10:45 in the a.m. to tell us all that they're doing with that humanitarian work that is happening over there in Antigua and Barbuda. And, of course, Cardinal will have to say hi and hello to his special fans. He has a lot of fans, but there's some special ones that need mentioning. And if he does not, you know, I get to go back to the old-time days and use the word a good and laugh. So, your name, and it's easy to get on the special list. Somewhat, it's easy for me, but maybe it's hard for him because he has maybe about 8 or 10 folks there that name have to be called. Sometimes I steal his thunder and I say good morning to Irma over there in St. Martin stuff. So, for whatever it is, you'll be standing by to hear your name. Of course, at 11 o'clock, we always have an open line type where you can be a part of the conversation. And it's 563-999-3693. You push the 1, and of course, we will move over and accommodate you. So with that, if nothing further to be said here, I like to go, you know, the nice spiritual way, because this one, this section, we always would say that the latest fan, Cardinal dubbed it that way, Kathleen, says she really, really enjoys the inspirational portion. But I'm going to dedicate this portion to Mrs. Eunice Francis. She's gone, not forgotten, a beautiful lady, a beautiful soul. And I would dare say that the world is empty. There's an empty space. I think it's going to be a hard fill. I would have met that lady. She is a sweet lady, I'm telling you. So be no bones about it. Sorry, folks, if you beg to disagree, I can only speak of what I know. Cardinal would have dubbed it, do not really believe what a person tell you, believe what they show you. And she has shown that she was one of a special person. So I dedicate this portion, the inspirational portion, to her. This is Eunice Francis.
If you clap loud enough, he may sing just a few, just a little bit. Let's get them while we got them, all right? This is a song I should have got. Y'all can help them sing it tonight. Anyone know there's nobody greater than the Lord? South Africa, I love you so much. Come on, lift your sound. Better than that, better than that, better than that.
Looked all around, couldn't find no guy. Went down into the deepest valley. Looked all around, down there, couldn't find no guy. Oh no. I went across the deep blue sea. Couldn't find one to compare. Grace, your love, your mercy. Nobody greater than you.
Did you search all over, baby?
Should I search all over? Couldn't find a lie. Searched high and low. Still could find nobody. Nobody's great. Nobody's great.
My favorite part, we're gonna go back in a minute. But lift your hands and say,
and nobody can heal like you can. Oh, most holy one, you are the great I am. Awesome in all your ways and mighty in your hand. You are he carried out and redeemed. Yeah.
anybody. You can look and you can look at in all the far places. You're not going to find anybody greater than God. Not you. You will not find anybody greater. Trust me on that one. And folks who are remembering Mrs. Eunice Francis, she's departed this life, gone on to another life, and hopefully she's in a better place. We all have to believe that, and I think that will take us through. Definitely, that will take us through. I think she would have liked this one. Carrie Underwood, How Great Thou Art. Yes, indeed, that is Carrie Underwood, and we're remembering Mrs. Eunice Francis at this time. is not a physical body at the home of Mr. Leon Francis, but let's hope that the spirit of Mrs. Eunice Francis is there. The memories would live on, and Leon would have indicated to us that even in her last days, she was in more love with her, fell in love with her more so than any time before in life. Well,
I love you, Lord, for your mercy never fails me. All my days I've been held in your hand. From the moment that I wake until I lay my head, oh, I will sing of the goodness of God.
Of the good.
God. I love that song. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. I want to take time out to say good morning to Sister Kathleen and Sister Barbara in Atlanta. We did not hear their voices this morning, but we know they are listening up. And we just want to say happy Memorial Day as well. And folks, if you're tuned in, right in time for the inspirational portion. And we are remembering Mrs. Eunice Francis, gone to the great beyond. And hopefully she's in a better place, all of age 79, I think that's my understanding. So folks, she has lived a good life. But we're here to remember her. And I know she would have liked this one also.
Life is easy when you're up on the mountain. You got peace of mind like you've never known. When you're down in the valley, don't stay, or you're never alone.
For the God on the mountain is still God in the valley. When things go wrong,
thank you.
truer words have never been said. God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, we're remembering Mrs. Eunice Francis. She's gone on to the great beyond. And we are asking the Lord to give Mr. Leon Francis and his daughters, the entire home circle, immediate family, relatives, and friends, the strength to understand that God has never, ever made a mistake. We are dedicating this inspirational portion to her. I'm your host, Ivor Henry. And, you know, we're going to stand by for some entertainment, educational and inspirational, as we are in that segment this morning. And again, spread the word, 563-999-3693. And, folks, we're here every Saturday morning. This is the Memorial Weekend, so we ask the revelers to just take it easy and live to see another day. Well, we're going to go right across the bridge. Jim Reed.
I have lived a life of sin in this world I'm living in. I have done forbidden things I shouldn't do. I ask a beggar along the way if he could tell me where to stay, where I could find real happiness and love that's true. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Follow the footsteps of the King till you hear the voices ring. They'll be singing out the glory of the land. The River Jordan will be near. The sound of trumpets you will hear, and you'll behold the most precious place ever known to man. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again. Across the bridge, there's no more sorrow. Across the bridge, there's no more pain. The sun will shine across the river, and you'll never be unhappy again.
Yes, indeed, folks, the homegoing ceremony for Mrs. Eunice Francis will be held next Saturday, June 4th, and it's going to be in Crawfordville over there in South Tallahassee. We'll bring you more details as the program go along. So, again, we're dedicating this portion, the first section here of the inspirational portion, to Mrs. Eunice Francis, gone on to great beyond. Well, right now we're going to ask the Lord, take my hand, precious Lord. And folks, if you would have born in the 30s, 40s, 50s, 60s, we all grew up in Timweez.
My way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry, hear my call, hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I am weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. My work is all done, and my race here is run. Let me see by the light thou hast shone that fair city so bright, where the lamp is the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me on. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, let me stand. I am tired, I'm weak, I am worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me
Yes, of course, of course. I think it's going to be a fight and a race to the finish, because quite a few of us are trying to get to the front line to be in line. But trust me, God's going to take us in whatever number we fall. So being next in line, that's a good thing. At least you're not out of line. And again, folks, we are in inspirational portion this morning, and we're remembering the good lady, Mrs. Eunice Francis. She's gone on to the great beyond, gone on to be with the Lord. And for those who are here, especially Mr. Leon Francis and her daughters, we want to send our heartfelt condolences out to them. And as usual, we are going to say God has never, ever made a mistake. So for that, let's be grateful. We all came into this world for a short time, but while we're here, let us have a grand time. One way to have it, you can have it right here on the inspirational portion, right here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show with your Caribbean Global Voices. Life is not a music player to listen to your favorite songs. It is a radio. You must adjust yourself to every frequency and enjoy whatever comes in it. So we have life, and for that we should live it and live it more abundantly. Whatever storm you're going through, we hope that you would move over and allow God to be the pilot. Oftentimes we try to push aside that spiritual being, the one we know as God, and try to just do it ourselves. But there are times when we just have to move over, acknowledge God, and knowing that He is the great and mighty healer. Let's go ahead and ride out the storm, right? New storm. Yes, hold on to Jesus and let yourself.
Pronounce a blessing upon your life, upon your family. You must prosper and be in good health in the name of Jesus. I believe it on my heart. So Lord, help me not to grumble and complain of the tough road I am on. I'm drinking from my coffer, 'cause my cup has overflowed. And if I should go on living, if I should go on living, should the way get steep and rough, I thank you, Lord, I thank you, Lord. May I ask for no other blessing, Jesus. Glory. 'Cause I'm already blessed enough. May I never be too busy. I won't be too busy, too busy. Help a brother, there is love. I'm drinking from my coffer. My cup has overflowed. Yes, I keep drinking from my cup, Lord. Keep drinking from my cup, Lord. Of my cup has overflowed. My cup has overflowed.
Yes, indeed, our cup has overflown, and folks, believe it or not, we are at the top of the hour. Simply means we have come to the end of our inspirational portion, and we would have dedicated all of it to Mrs. Eunice Francis, the late Mrs. Eunice Francis, and we're remembering Mr. Leon Francis. They've been through losing a son at age 42, and now his wife at age 79. May God bless them both. May God bless the dearly departed, and may their souls rest in everlasting peace. Well, folks, the show continues, though. We go until high noon in our neck of the woods, so it's a three-hour show. 563-999-3693. And we want to thank you for joining us this and every Saturday morning. It's a show where we have the inspiration, education, entertainment, and celebrations. And, of course, I'm your host, Ivor Henry. This week, we memorialize African Liberation Day that is celebrated on the 25th of May. We also memorialize the birthday of Malcolm X, which was on May 19th. He was born in the year 1925 of our Lord. Well, you know, Malcolm X was one of the most powerful voices of the Black Liberation Movement. Two years ago, on May 25th, 2020, we all remember and will not ever forget the murder of George Floyd. That sparked protests around the world. Yes, around the world, not just in America. The brutality of the event orchestrated by servants of the government could no longer be swept under the rug. They were exposed, friends. They were exposed. Thank God for videos and who invented a camera on the phone. We have to say thanks to God. Well, today it is a random act of violence destroying lives. Look at what's happening here in the grocery stores. Remember that shooting there last week? 10 lives were lost. Again, at another school shooting, we had 21 lives being lost. I don't know if you can survive this because we're heading into annihilation. Yes, yes, Lord. Anyway, let us remember, let's talk, let's dialogue. You too can be a part of the conversation. 563-999-3693. You know, round about now, we usually have sports. We'll have it in brief because, you know, tomorrow the heavyweight comes in over there at our sister station, the cricket show, from 6 until 9. So we'll just surprise you of a few things that happen.
Warrior. Michael holding balls in the heat of the battle. Michael should have left some time. I heard an angry brother shout, Caribbean man, that is the root of our trouble. Oh, in these tiny theaters of conflict and confusion, better known as the eyes of the West Indies, we already know who brought them here and created this confusion. So I'm begging my people, please.
Caribbean, we have Jamaica taking on Guyana, we have Leeward taking on the Windward Islands, we have TNT taking on Barbados, but we're going to turn that to Cardinal. He's going to tell us a few things that's happening when I turn it over to him. Well, in first class cricket, I'm always interested in that red ball cricket. We have over in England, we have, or should I say the UK, we have the Dolls taking on Leicestershire at this time. That's an early match. They're struggling, 77 for four at this time, that's Derbyshire. Well, New Zealand, they're taking on STC 11. And New Zealand, well, they chalked up a couple of runs here. 360 for nine declared. It's a warm-up match. And they were bowled out for 148 in the second inning. But anyway, they skittled out the STC 11 for 247. And at present, there are a nine without loss. That's a live match, if you care to follow that as well. Well, we have Sri Lanka women versus the Pakistani women. The Pakistani women triumph over the Sri Lanka's women, making 108 that was required for victory. They did that for six. Sri Lanka went batted. They made 107 for the loss of eight wickets. And you know the IPL qualifiers, that's... This is qualifier number two, as a matter of fact, in the T20 over there. As we know, the IPL is coming to a close. We have the RPC. They went down to the Waddington Royals. RCB, they made 157 for 8. and the Rochester New Orleans, they came up with 161 for the loss of 3 wickets. So they won by 7 wickets. Well, you know, today, folks, we have the United States of America. We are rooting for them as well, you know, since they're right in our backyard. They come up against Scotland, and that's in just over an hour. That match bowls off in just over an hour. So you can stand by for that. And, well, SNO, they're in battle right now in against, well, I don't know what is. That is Velocity. That's a match going on right now, 19 for no loss. Don't know much about that, but it's a final game. So if you care to follow those, you can get them on the quick in full. And, well, locally, cricket goes on in the Memorial Weekend. As a matter of fact, over there in Atlanta, David Maitland and Paul Mott, they are in Atlanta at this time because the tournament is going on over there, and they're there to stream the matches live. I don't have the call station later, maybe before the show is near to over. I'll call David and see if I can get the call station. But they should be bringing those matches live from Atlanta. And locally at home, of course, when I said at home, I'm talking about South Florida. There should be matches going on during this Memorial Weekend. Well, Cardinal is here to tell us. We know West Indies, they are on tour at this time. Don't know if Cardinal want to help us with that. But I know for sure he can give us the standing of what's taking place back there in the Caribbean. Cardinal, good morning. We're into sports. We know you have to hail your many special fans. We'll have the salutation for the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes coming up. So you're going to have a run. And let me remind you that, and listeners, the passing of Mrs. Eunice Francis, the wife of Mr. Leon Francis, the host of the cricket show on Sundays, and we remember them, we are all a part of. Cardinal, good morning, and maybe you can bring your stewardship. What would have taken place over the last week over there in the U.S. Virgin Islands? Good morning.
Yes, Ivor, good morning, and good morning to all the fans, friends, supporters of the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. First of all, let me say good morning to Leon and convey my condolences to Leon and his family, having heard of the passing of his wife. And so, you know, well, the statements are to be made, you know, but I often find very little to say in circumstances like this. So just to share that, I convey my condolences to the family. Good morning to all the fans, friends, and supporters. As far as it goes, I was here in the Virgin Islands. Today, in St. Croix, we're kicking off the St. Croix Agricultural Fair. It's usually a massive event. I'm not going to be able to comment on what it's like because this is the first event for 2 years. You know, it was suspended because of COVID, and I am among the people who's skeptical about attending the event because it has always been so well attended. You're in a big open space, yet you have, you know, bumper crowds, shoulder to shoulder crowds in a massive open space. So that's to tell you what it used to be like. I'm not sure what it's going to be like this weekend, but I'm sure people are going to be happy to get back out and get into the feeling of the agricultural fair again. I'm not even sure if it's going to be as big as it used to be, because in previous years, you know, the people from the different islands were invited. So you'd go in and you'd find a St. Vincent and the Grenadines booth. You'll find a Grenada and the Grenadines booth, a St. Kitts Nevis booth, and those people come in with all their wares and agricultural products. I'm not sure it's going to have that dimension this year, but, you know, we hope that it goes off and works for the best in anticipation of what might or might not happen in terms of COVID infections. I think people are most cautious about that. And as far as the cricket in the Caribbean goes, that I can say something about. I'm not sure how well the West Indies is doing over there in the Netherlands. But here in the Caribbean, we're having some interesting matches going on. After, for instance, in the Barbados-Trinidad match, was somewhat of an enigma as to what else is happening in Caribbean cricket. The Windward and the Leeward Islands are in a position where the Leeward Islands are poised for a win. The Windward this morning are continuing. They are on 129 for four, chasing a total of 413. And this is after a blast from the past. Your 10 and 11th batsmen for the Leeward Islands, and I got to call their names, Colin Archibald and Daniel Durham, put on a 154 partnership for the 10th wicket. This is a blowback from the past. So, you know, you and I remember the days of the Andy Roberts batting at number 10 and partnering a wicketkeeper batting at number 7 or 8 and pulling West Indies
Mike
through.
Finley,
you know,
Hugh Gore.
The Mike Finley and Hugh Gore partnership. You know, we remember this is a throwback, and we have been looking forward for the revival of West Indies cricket, and we are thinking that with these youngsters coming through in that manner, we might be looking forward to a rebuilding, or as they like to say, a turning the corner. At the same time, over there in Trinidad, the Jamaicans and the Guyanese are locked in a tense battle. This one is heading for a draw. But here's the interesting part. Jamaica posed an imposing 393 runs. And you know how we talk about in cricket, how we talk about scoreboard pressure. Well, it was no scoreboard pressure for Guyana because they are scoring, you know, heading for a massive 600 runs right now. You know, they were 250 before the second wicket fell. The young Chanderpaul scored 100. And even though Blackwood scored 100 for Jamaica, it is a tense battle. It is heading for a draw, but it's something. It's the kind of battle that we look forward to. The stick-to-itiveness of our players hanging in there in the tough times and putting out big scores. Okay, so that's it for the Barbados. Trinidad went down quietly, you know, to Barbados, seemingly even without a fight. But that's the position of the game. The interest is there. Regardless of what the scores are, we see some lights coming on. I hope that by the time we get to the end of the tunnel, somebody don't turn off the lights. But so much so, my comment on that, the first-class tournament here in the Caribbean. Now, let me say good morning to the special fans. I know they're waiting for their greetings. So let me go up to New York and say good morning to Mertris, Ina, Donna, Sharon, and Lady Bob's music. And I got to add this to Lady Bob's, wherever she is vacationing, even if she's not in New York. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on down to St. Martin, where I'm going to say good morning to Irma Thompson. And I'm hoping, Irma, that you are still enjoying the painting of the old White House School. I'm not going to say anything else about that. Irma did not like my comment about what I made about the White House School. She is very upset with me right now, either. So I'm not going to say. I'm just going to say I'm sure that she's still enjoying a very detailed painting of the old Whitehall School building done by a youngster from the area by the name of Eugene Brandy, better known, and I don't know how many people know him as Eugene Brandy, but he's better known as Labu. Okay? Eugene Brandy.
Yeah, I remember him.
So, yeah, okay. Yeah, he used to sing Calypso under that name. So, that's it. So I'm hoping that Irma is continuing to enjoy her painting. It brings back a lot of great memories. I'm going to go on over to St. Kitts, where I'm going to say good morning to Lynette. Good morning, Lynette. And all the fans over there in St. Kitts and all the activity, full of activity over there in St. Kitts, all of all types. Well, you know, music festival is coming up, so they should be looking forward to that. I'm going to go on over to Nevis, where I'm going to say good morning to Mr. Renford Doe and his staff there at 2020 Vision, particularly to Carmen Lady C. Griffin. Good morning to you. I'm going to go on over to the UK, where I'm going to say good morning to Omel, and hoping that she's enjoying whatever it comes in as the British summer. You know, the British hardly ever have any summer. They got rain and wet weather and cool weather and stuff all year too. Anyway, if they wish, you know, she knows where to find the sunshine, because we always got it here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Good morning, Omel, and all the fans over there in the UK. And good morning, Michelle. Happy birthday to her. I'm going to go on, come across the channel, and I got to let people know that I got to start down in the southwest today, Iva, because guess who I talked to earlier in the week? Mr. Jerome Cutner Richardson. He's alive and well, and he tells
me
that he is doing great. You know, it was really good to hear Cutner again and get a good pitch on one of his jokes. Good morning, Cutner, and the fans over there in the southwest. Miami.
I know what joke is all about. That's a color joke.
Cutner comes to you in the southwest Miami by way of Sandy Point. Good morning, Cutner. Hope you're joining us this morning. Then I'm going to come back up north and say good morning to the people in Fort Lauderdale. To Ellie Matt, good morning, the brother. Hoping that you are doing okay. I'm going to say good morning to Marva Jones and my favorite celebrity, Tiffany, brother Malik, and sister Tanaya. Good morning to you. Hope you're enjoying the day with us. I'm going to go on up to Georgia. I'm going to say good morning to Monique, Yvette, and Barbara. They're having a great night. I hear a lot of people heading towards the Atlanta area, the Georgia area for this weekend. They have some kind of carnival up there. Anyway.
Yes, it's carnival. Today, as a matter of fact, it's carnival day. Yes, it's a lot of carnival. It's hot.
Yeah.
It's getting hot up here, in here.
Oh, man. Yes. I'm enjoying the fun over there in Georgia. Okay. Before you enjoy the Georgia carnival, you can enjoy some fun here with us on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show. Let me finally say good morning to Yvonne, wherever she is, my traveling sister, hoping that she's having a great time today. I know she's listening to us and grinning her face off, but have a great time wherever you are. Have a great time with us. Good morning, Yvonne. Good morning, all the fans and friends. And finally, let me say good morning to Kathleen. I hear she might be attending. I heard she might be attending the St. Croix Agricultural Fair. I'm going to leave the rest of that conversation up to Lynette and Ivan. But, yeah. So,
yes, we know she owned the seaplane. That was my understanding. So, she's on St. Croix. But yes, just to finish up this sports there, I know you went on to your fans. Yeah, West Indies there in the Netherlands, and that's going to be May until June. And after that, they're going to head over to Pakistan. They engage in some ODI matches. And these are going to be serious matches, though, because it's where the World Cup Super League continue, where you're going to get the 2020 to 2023 ICC World Cup Super League. So they need to do well so they can get in and triumph, especially in the white ball cricket. I mean, we play calypso cricket. I think that we should really master the art of playing calypso cricket. But thanks, Colonel, for coming through. But let's remind the folks that the cricket show comes on tomorrow from 6 until 9 p.m. Even though it's the Memorial Weekend, it's nonstop. It's the only show in all of North America to bring you exclusive cricket on a Sunday. So be sure to join Leon Francis, who hosts that show, and the rest of the heavyweights. So, Colonel, I think we should go straight on into birthdays, because we are going to be hearing from Debbie and Dawn this morning at 10:45. So we can go ahead and take care of that. And after that, we definitely have to speak about all these senseless shootings and killings that's happening here in America. And as we would have said in our headline here, you know, George Floyd would have sparked a whole lot of things. You would have said it on the show that things may have slowed down, but it's far from being over, where police brutality comes in. But it goes beyond that, with the police and the black unarmed men getting killed. These young guys just walking into churches and schools, I mean, where can it be safe? But of course, we still have to speak about Liberation Day, the 25th of May. You know, Swallow had that song. Maybe I'll find even a verse of it. Liberation Day, the 26th of May. They spoke about all Africans. So let's go ahead and get through with the birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this historical date. Compliments, you take it away.
Yes. And before anything comes up, I got to deal with David, because on the 30th would be the wedding anniversary of David and Janet Maitland. Did I say that right?
Yes.
No, I think I said it. Janet and David Maitland.
David says she comes first, so you have to do it.
Janet and David.
We
Janet and David Maitland. Yeah.
Thanks for the correction. That's why we had the whiteout and we have the eraser. Those guys are billionaires time over, because people like you and I, we make mistakes.
Yep. Yeah, of course.
And then we correct it. And then we correct it. So let me just finish it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I finished it. I would just say we make mistakes and we correct them. And that's why the eraser and the whiteout was invented. Take it away.
Of course. Yes. This is the May 28th, and these are the anniversaries and birthdays and historical notes, compliments of Mr. Audley Watson. In 585 BCE, a solar eclipse, as was predicted by the Greek philosopher Thales, leads to a truce between Lydians and the Medes. Another European war, I guess. In 1431, Joan of Arc is accused of relapsing into heresy by donning male clothing again, providing justification for her execution. Now, this is a woman who just led a campaign to liberate her nation, you know. Okay. In 1804, Napoleon proclaimed the establishment of the French Empire. All of them wanted. French Empire, British Empire, American Empire, it goes on and on. 1804. And remember, this is the same year that Haiti declared its independence, having driven the French out of Haiti. In 1830, the U.S. President Andrew Jackson signs the Indian Removal Act. This is where they created a law that gave them the power to remove the indigenous peoples of America from their ancestral land and take it for themselves. This led to one of the most repulsive and heartbreaking events in the experience of the indigenous people, called the Trail of Tears, as the indigenous people were forced off their land into territory that did not accommodate their lifestyle. The Indian Removal Act, Andrew Jackson. The indigenous people that were involved in this great movement for the development of the United States, so the Cherokee, the Chickasaw, the Choctaw, the Greek, the Creek, the Seminole tribes out of Georgia, and you know, you also have Seminole tribes in Florida and the surrounding states. They make up the movement that was called the Trail of Tears. In 1863, the first black regiment, number 54 in Massachusetts, leaves Boston to fight in the U.S. Civil War. I always thought that term was an oxymoron. Civil War. How could it be civil and war at the same time? Okay. In 1912, Australian Jackie Matthews takes two cricket hat-tricks on the same day. Australia versus South Africa. In 1924, U.S. Attorney General says it is legal for women to wear trousers anywhere. In 1928, that's the same thing that they executed Joan of Arc for back in the 1804. In 1928, the Dutch Brothers Inc. and Chrysler Corporation merged. So that you have the Dodge Chrysler Corporation. Dodge GM Chrysler, something like that. Okay. In 1929, the first all-color talking picture on with the show was exhibited in New York City. In 1937, the Golden Gate Bridge in San Francisco was opened to vehicular traffic. In 1948, Israeli Air Force is officially founded shortly after the start of the 1948 Arab-Israeli War. No, that was not an Arab-Israeli War. That was a massacre, beginning with the bombing of the King David Hotel to establish the State of Israel. In 1951, after going zero for 12, Willie Mays connects for his first major league home run. In 1961, Amnesty International was founded in London. This was based on an article written by, what's his name? I forgot the name right now. Let me see if I can get that name. That name is important, Ivor, because Amnesty International was based on an article written by this man. Actually, he talked about the release of prisoners. Peter Benenson, that's his name, wrote an article called The Forgotten Prisoners, an appeal for the release and the pardon of criminals in 1961. And out of that came the organization that we today know as Amnesty International. These were particularly people who were in prison for expressing their political beliefs. Okay, in 1984, George Soros found the Soros Foundation Budapest to help countries free themselves from communism. What a contrast. George Soros is a venture capitalist, and he wants people to free themselves from communism. In 1987, Matthias Rust, a 19-year-old West German pilot, landed a private plane in Moscow's Red Square after evading Soviet air defenses. He was released on August 3rd, 1988. In 1996, U.S. President Bill Clinton and former business partners in the Whitewater land deal, James McDougall and Susan McDougall, and Arkansas government Jim Guy Tucker, are convicted of fraud. In 1996, Pablo Lazarenko becomes Prime Minister of the Ukraine. In 1998, nuclear testing in India and Pakistan responds with five tests of its own, prompting the United States, Japan, and other nations to impose economic sanctions. Oh, these little fellas over there are not supposed to be showing off their nuclear power. So you impose sanctions. Meanwhile, we can't get an arms race halted between the Soviet Union and the United States and Britain and all the rest who hold nuclear weapons. In 1999, in Milan, Italy, after 22 years of restoration work, Leonardo da Vinci's masterpiece, The Last Supper, most people got a copy of that in their living room someplace, is put back on display. In 2006, Barry Bonds hits his 715th career home run, passing Babe Ruth on the Major League Baseball all-time list. In 2014, American poet Maya Angelou died at the age of 86. We remember one of her more famous poems. I think she read this at the inauguration of Barack Obama, Still I Rise. That's it for our... Okay. In 1991, Ethiopia, the Ethiopian capital, falls to the rebels, ending 17 years of what they call Marxist rule. But remember, in 1974, Emperor Haile Selassie was deposed in a military coup. And then that military tribunal was taken out of office by a coup that it itself invited. That's it for birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes. I rock back to you.
Yes, indeed, we want to thank Audley Watson. He takes time out every week to bring us up to speed with birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes on this date. And as a footnote, we did say congratulations to Janet and David Maitland on their wedding anniversary. David is not with us today. He is in Atlanta calling a cricket tournament. So I heard from him this morning via text. I need to ask him how things are going there. Maybe by now the matches would be underway. But that's one of the reasons for you not hearing his voice this morning, folks. But he's A-OK now, so let me go ahead and report that. But, you know, we're standing by for Debbie and Dawn. They come up and say about 5 minutes or so. But folks, we're asking for unity, so let's just do this.
Unite. We have to unite. Africa, unite, 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 unite.
I think that.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think that a wonderful tune that would introduce Dawn and Debbie based on what they're doing is Michael Jackson's "Heal the World."
Yes, that's gonna be their theme song. Yes. So,
okay.
They're standing by, as a matter of fact. They are standing by. So, they're really doing
the humanitarian
work.
Let me cue that one up for you.
About the generations, and to say we want to make it a better place for our children and our children's children, so that they know it's a better world for them, and think they can make it a better place.
There's a place in your heart, and I know that it is love. Brighter than tomorrow. And if you really try, you'll find there's no need to cry. In this place, you feel there's no hurt or sorrow. There are ways to get there. If you care enough for the living, make a little space, make a better place. Heal the world.
Yeah, come on in, Ivor. Bring him in.
Yes, indeed. We have with us Dawn and Debbie. Of course, they're doing the humanitarian work over there, Antigua and Barbuda. And from conversations, they would like to really expand it around the world. You would have heard that song, which we're going to dub their theme song for getting them in. That will only be concentrating on Antigua and Barbuda as things get bigger and better.
they will be concentrating on the world. But I'm sure they will want to start with the Caribbean before they expand to the outer world. But for whatever it's worth, their work is not going unnoticed, and we would like for them to be audible themselves so they can tell us what's in store for this the Memorial Holiday weekend, and I'm sure they'll bring us up to speed with what would have transpired before now. Good morning, Debbie and Dawn.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you so much.
Good morning.
For always having us on your show. Thank you for the many audiences that listens to you and participate in your activities. This morning, just wanted to say happy Saturday to everyone. I also want to say on behalf of Antiguans and Barbudan Cares, our condolences go out to Mr. Leon Francis and his family on the bereavement of his wife. And we pray for God's peace and for her to rest in peace. So on behalf of Antigua and Barbudan Cares, we wanted to just offer our sympathies. The second thing that I would like to say is that we would like to offer our prayers also for a young man who is a cyclist. I'm not going to say was, because I'm hoping that he will come out of the coma and everything. His name is Andre Simon, and he was knocked down on the road in Antigua and was left in a coma. The family was outreaching, and the government has offered to help to transfer him up here in the States, but we want to offer prayers to him, that God's healing hands reach out and touch him, and he comes out of this even bigger and better, and makes strides in terms of his development after this. Also, one other thing is for the family of the young lady that it's assumed that she committed suicide from jumping out of a window of the moving car. She left behind 7 children, and so we're outreaching for anyone that would like to assist with helping the children. Her name was Monica Phillips. There's a family out there right now without a mom. And we have for Antigua and Barbuda Cares, Dawn Cochran, Curtin, Travis Brown of Gina St. Louis, Sarah Gay from Adopt a Family, which operates the food kitchen, Claudina D'Souza from Barbuda, Earl Francis, Farai from the Blaze Radio Show, Pastor Pete, and Tanisha Joseph, and they operate the Smile Foundation as well as the Food Pantry, and Veronica Anthony and Tracy Henry. We'd like to thank all who would call. I got a request this morning if I could send some information. They heard us on the cricket show a few weeks ago, and how can they get in touch with us. So I did respond back to the lady. And at her consent, with her consent, when I speak with her, I will just make sure that we can mention her on ear. And so, you know, Antigua and Barbuda Cares, we work to assist with food and clothing, social service issues, family issues that we can sometimes, you know, call and make a referral to other agencies. That's what we do. So I just wanted to thank everyone who listens to us every week. Sometimes when you feel that you're not getting any feedback, people are listening. Mr. Leah knows this, that I send out these prayers every day, and there are some mornings when I don't feel like doing it. And it just so happens last week, Saturday, I may have forgotten to put it in one group, and this young lady took herself to find my name and information to text me to say, I missed your prayers on my group on Saturday. What was it? So thank you so much. And she's from Antigua too. But, you know, thank you so much for listening to us. I know because of the pandemic, a lot of people are not working because of the pandemic, and also what's happening in Ukraine, et cetera. The cost of living is going up. I know a case of eggs that I normally buy for $4-something in Walmart is now $12, $13. A gallon, you know, the oil that you're purchasing in your car, $5.70 a gallon. So I know everybody's now looking at their pockets, and they're trying to figure out their own families But if for some reason, you know what, you have an opportunity to give to us, we are most so humbled and appreciative. I can reach that Debbie Simon Campbell at Debbie Campbell NYC. That is Debbie with a Y, D-E-B-B-Y-C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L-N-Y-C at AOL.com. My telephone number is 845-820-6598. I'm on Facebook on the Debbie Simon, and that is how the young lady was able to connect with me to find me from the cricket show through the instant messenger on Facebook. My number on WhatsApp is the same, 845-820-6598. So once again, Dawn, myself, and on behalf of all the other committee members, we want to thank you for listening every single Saturday and to reaching out when you can. Just wanted to finally be safe and be well. Thank you.
All right.
Well, I will be following through after what Debbie just said. I will just reiterate a few things. First of all, we are Antiguans and Barbudans care team, and we operate from the United States, so we're in the diaspora. And so we come together and meet on the phone and find out exactly what it is we're needing. And we do an evaluation with the people that are on the ground in Antigua, and they let us know what's needed there. And so we communicate well with them, and we make sure that we look for the things that they're needing and try to get donations and help, so that we're able to, you know, whatever needs they have, we're able to fill those needs. With saying that, it is not something that is very easy, but we strive to make the lives better of our people on the island that are in desperate need. Some of the things that they've been asking us about is baby items, pull-ups, wipes, Pampers. We also help with the fines. We do have someone that is currently holding some of the diapers, right, that has to go to Antigua. And also we help the Smile Foundation and the House of Refugee Ministries with canned items, the usual basic staples that we use in Antigua, flour, sugar, margarine, oil, basic things that they're needing there. If you want to donate, you know how to reach us, because we've been reaching out to everyone. And so I am Dawn Cochrane Curtin. I'm from Villa. And I would like to know if anyone would like to call in one of the Saturdays and express to us what the needs are in Antigua. And that would be helpful to us as well. Also, we do service single mothers, especially Debbie. She helps them with their needs that they have. And so our job is not just to do one thing or just do something with one particular person, but we try to strive to do better each time so we can get what we need out to the public in Antigua. And we specifically love to work with the soup kitchen, and also we work with both the Smile Foundation and the House of Refugee Ministries, because they serve Grace Farm, Grace Green, Hatton. They also prepare meals that are cooked, and they distribute them within the community. And if someone is not able to reach them, they already have a list of people that they have to go and feed. So they service the shut-in. And so the work is always there to be done. No work is ever finished. Between Debbie and myself, we strive to do things that we know would be pleasing to God. And my address, my email address is Curtin, K-I-R-T-O-N, 697 at gmail.com. Phone number, 785-554-5628. I'm also on the Dawn Curtin on WhatsApp and also on Facebook. So you can always reach out to me by Facebook Messenger and let me know exactly what you would like to do. And both Debbie and I have Cash App, so you're able to donate to us in any kind of way. And so we hope that we reach the people that need the help as much as we can by going to the people that we're supporting. So we have so many things that we are doing, and we prioritize the one that's needed, which is always food. Everybody needs food. There's no one in this world that does not need food. So if you're willing and able to put some items together, the basic staples, we will tell you how to get it down there. We work with a shipping company and a lady that works with a company that will take your items and put them on a boat and send them to Antigua. So everyone reach one, teach one. That's what we have to do in order for us to be successful people on this earth. And we need to take care of the vulnerable and the least underserved. And so with that being said, that is what we're about, Antigua and Barbudans Care. The money that's sent to us is always, there's a transparency. So if you ask us questions, we're able to let you know exactly what it goes to, which is what we're talking about now, which is buying the food, the clothing, the toiletries, the school supplies, all of that is what we do. And so we would like to ask the viewing audience if they're interested in participating by sending funds so that we can do it. That will be appreciated. $20, $10, $5, whatever you have. Okay, so with that being said, I want to thank the radio station and also express my sympathies to Mr. Leon Francis and his family, and also anyone that is in need of help there in Antigua. Please reach out to us, and we will definitely try to assist you with your needs. And thank you, Igor, as well. Thank you so much.
But before you go, hold on, last one, before you go, is Cash App the only means of sending something through technology? Do you have the Zelle, do you have Venmo, or is it just the Cash App?
I actually have a Zelle. The person would have to give me a call so I can tell them what to do. Debbie also has a Zelle. And also Debbie
Zelle,
does
Cash App, PayPal, anything that they have.
Yes, Debbie has all of those different entities that you can use. So it's not like it's just one way.
Give you a number for the Zelle so that they can probably write it down, because remember we had two pledges from North Carolina and Atlanta, and they've been asking me, and I said I'll do it on air so they can get that to you. Give their number for the Zelle. I think that's what they have.
Go ahead and give your number, Debbie, and I will give mine.
845-820-6598. That's my phone.
Mine is 785.
You can Zelle.
Okay.
Your Zelle or Cash App. You can use for either or.
Okay, good.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Mine is 785-554-5628. And it's also Cash App, which is the Cash App symbol, my first name, capitalized with a D, A-W-N, Dawn, you know, the common letters after that. And then D, again, that's my middle name, and then Curtin with a capital K. The rest of the letters are all lowercase.
Common letters.
Okay. In order not to confuse people, either with Cash App or Zelle, it comes up on your telephone number. So as long as you give them the person's telephone number, the name and the information for Cash App or Zelle will pop up.
Yes.
Okay, very
absolutely.
Well. All right. Well, they're listening because they inquired this morning also, so I know they're listening. And
Before
you go, Mr. Francis would like to say his thank you, and Cardinal will apologize for our tardiness last week when we were not able to come on. So stand by for those two. Cardinal will send
thank you, because it was Debbie's birthday.
Why do you have to say that?
Because we you missed out and we want to recognize you.
Yes, because we do celebrate birthdays.
I'm glad you were on.
The world would have heard your birthday. We would have shouted out. Oh, you might have had a whole segment. That's the way we do
That's
it.
That's right.
We would have known.
Listen, of course, I know Dawn so well. I know she was ready for me. And after she said, I was like, oh, okay, good.
Okay.
Thank you.
I got her.
We'll hear from Mr. Francis. You know, he's going through, you know, what we all have to go through at some stage once we're alive. And we have debts.
But, you know, he's always humble. So, Mr. Francis, and then Mr.
Yes, indeed.
Mr.
Good morning to you, Debbie and Dawn. And Debbie, happy birthday, belatedly. We were hoping last week we would have celebrated with you. But on a more somber note, I just want to thank all who have just expressed condolences, send words of comfort, sympathize with us, you know, the bereavement of my dear wife, Eunice. She went home to be with the Lord last Tuesday morning at 6:30 a.m. peacefully, and I'm glad the Lord has taken her home out of her misery, and grateful for all the words of comfort I received from everyone. It was overwhelming, and we are feeling honored to have such wonderful persons like friends and co-workers and help, the world who have sent these condolences. It was really, really heartwarming to us. Thank you all so
very much,
and may God continue
to
bless you, Ivan, all the members of the panel, and, of course, of the cricket show as well, and those who took time out to make us, help us in our time of need. And, of course, the information with regards to the two services are available. We sent them out already, and just wanted to let the folks know that YouTube and link would be available, and I will send those out as well. Thanks again. On behalf of the family, we are overwhelmed and grateful. We feel relieved and privileged to have such fine person take time out to do this for us. Thanks again. And Debbie and Dawn, I'd like to speak to you guys a little later in the week when the dust settles a little. So we...
No worries.
Yeah, okay. God bless you all.
Okay.
Thank you, Iva.
God bless
you. Thank you,
Cardinal,
sir.
Thank
I have
you,
something
and,
to
David
add real quick.
And Dennis.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I have something to add real quick. So those are in Orlando. We have the Antigua and Barbuda Association of Central Florida. They're having a fish fry there. And I don't know if you guys know Beverly DeBrio. She is the new president. And they're having a picnic at the beach. And it is going to be, a fish fry. So if you guys would like to support them, because they do support Antigua and Barbuda, and we just talked with them yesterday, and I gave them your number at the radio station, so they'll be calling you all, okay?
Very good. Okay.
All right.
Mr. Mills, come and let ladies and go on their merry way in a good, hearty, and happy way.
Anna.
Okay, Cardinal is a mute. Cardinal, you have muted yourself. Mute, yeah. But nonetheless, Debbie and Dawn, I just want to do the honors. Last week we were tardy. You were at the bottom of. We would have corrected that. Now you're at the very top, just by pushing the one with the push of a one. You rose to the top. Like good old yeast and bread. So always remember that when you call, you wish to speak. You just push the one. Last week, you were bombarded with a few calls and you were down at the bottom and we did not scroll all the way down. And then I had to leave and Cardinal did not recognize your numbers. So we apologize for that. But
no,
of course,
worries,
good
no,
work.
Worries.
No, well, we missed out a birthday. And, you know, we're big on birthdays here because we are celebrate the whole month. So here it is, we're still saying happy birthday to you now. We still have a few days left in the month, and you're hearing it on air.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. Thank
okay,
you so
all
much.
Go
as I get younger,
the rest
thank you so
of
much.
The weekend. Enjoy the Memorial Weekend. Of course, we're here for you every time. And something's coming your way this week, I promise.
Thank you so much. You have a great day, and be safe and be well on behalf of Antiguans and Barbudans here.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much. Okay.
Okay. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, someone loves little honey. And we need to share love in this world. Believe it or not, we need to share more than love. But it's not enough. Lots been going on in this world. We are at the hour where we discuss events. Not just what would have taken place on this date, but what's happening around us. Right now we have senseless shootings that are claiming innocent lives. I mean, school. We're talking school children now. Going to school, which should be a safe haven. Just like I would say church should be a safe haven. But now parents and even kids are more worried about maybe even going out to a concert. We're remembering the Malcolm X. We're closing out the last weekend of this month. Of course, we're remembering Black Liberation Movement on the 25th of May. So what can we say? You must have something to say with all that's happening, Father.
Yeah, Ida, we've got a number of things on our hands right now, and you know, we were supposed to be celebrating African Liberation Day on May 25th. One of the most powerful voices in the African Liberation Movement was Malcolm X. His birthday was on the 19th. But alongside that, 2 years ago, on May 25th, we had the murder of George Floyd. And this is the kind of thing that I call government-sponsored terrorism. Despite the fact that the officers who orchestrated his murder have been serving prison terms. That murder brought to light the kind of brutality that as a people we have to deal with in a social arrangement that some people call the greatest nation in the world, the nation where liberty and justice are guaranteed. And I often wonder, in the face of all this, how do people get the nerve to say something like that? And so we get kind of shocked again when this greatest nation, this greatest society that there ever was, sponsor an event as what happened in Buffalo, where this young man came out and decided that he was just going to kill black people. He claimed 10 lives. And then there's a shooting earlier this week that claimed the lives of youngsters, haven't even completed primary school as yet. Can we survive this kind of chaos? Or are we heading to annihilation? And in light of that, I want to ask a question which I hope our listeners would get involved in trying to answer. Are we really human? But before you get that, let me let you see what King Short Shirt out of Antigua had to say. And listen carefully.
Violent laws, vulgar animals.
Oh, no, no, no.
And we wise, yet we making all kind of bomb, blowing up everyone, killing one another with guns. And who waves that song? Use knives. Lord, I say that the time has come for us to get on our knees and lift our head to the trees, to the very sky above you.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
And let there be happiness in our soul. Our head to the trees, to the very sky above you.
Oh Lord, oh Lord.
And let there be happiness in our soul.
with lyrics and music. Something you got to know. Go on, Cardinal.
Okay. Yeah. So, you know, here's the operative word. And it's we who say we intelligent. And it's we who say we civilized and we wise. And yet, we're creating all this destruction. So, I would like to invite our listeners to join in this conversation to answer the question that I ask. In light of the chaos that we see around us, in light of this thing that we call life, I would like to ask the question, are we really human? You can call in and give us your opinion as to whether that question deserves to be asked or whether it deserves to be answered. Or, you know, if you are on the site listening on your computer, if you scroll down to the end, you would see a place where you can lodge your commentary. But I'd really like to get people's comments on me asking that question or what they think of the question itself. Are we really human? Maybe I should start with you, Ivor. Do you think that is a question that deserves to be asked, or how would you answer that?
Well, of course, we are human, but it is human to make errors. But if it's human to err, why is it happening? And it seems to be acceptable. And it seems to have become the norm. I can't fathom that thought, to be honest with you. Why is it is so easy to do the wrong thing? Why does it seem so easy? Because you have a choice, right and wrong. But oftentimes it seems as if our hands come down on the pulse. That goes the wrong way. For some strange reason, that's how it appears to me. You can hit this button, you'll be right. You hit that one, you're wrong. And in my eyes, it oftentimes comes down on the wrong side. Is it God's will? Is it me? What is it? That's how I would want to answer the question. But I don't know. I don't want to say the world is a wicked place. I think that people are wicked. Just wicked. It's nothing to do with the world. People. I can see that we can be so evil, and that things just become the norm. And like I said, it's in the forefront when a little white boy takes up a gun and go down there. But it's happening in high places with the stroke of a pen. With the stroke of a pen.
Exactly. Exactly.
I'm going to say, a woman have a right to her body. I don't care what anybody says. She might call it killing, call it whatever, but I know nothing about the unborn. Maybe I didn't study biology. I'm not medically trained or what have you. But I had a conversation with a gentleman, and he tried to tell me there's no difference between a guy going into a school, taking up a gun, and killing some innocent people, than a lady decide, this is my body. I can treat this kid the way I want, or for whatever reason, even without a reason. Go after a month, 2 months, and said, this is an unwanted baby. I can't train. I can't do what I want to do. So I'm going to take this choice. And some people sit down with a stroke of a pen and say, I'm taking away that right. As if it was given to them in the first place. Or who is them to give it to them in the first place? Why are they playing God? I have a problem with that. And I'm saying it again, with a stroke of a pen, people realize that these guys are doing nonsense, getting away with it. Why not take up a gun and do the same thing? It all equates to almost the same thing. I don't know if I'm making sense, but we have to start from the head as in a fish that rots, it rots from the head. We got to start from there. Educate the folks and move right along. But you have invited folks out there to come on in and lend their voice. So we have, I think it's Lynette. She might have something of a different persuasion, but nonetheless, we would accommodate. Good morning. I'm assuming it is Lynette out of St. Kitts and Nevis. Lynette, good morning.
Hello, good morning. Morning. Morning, everybody.
Yes. Morning, Lynette.
Yes. First off, let me say condolences and sympathy greetings to Leon and his family.
Yes.
I know exactly what you're going through, but be strong. You'll get over it. It takes a while. It takes a while, but...
I didn't want to cut you in there, but if you finish, I want to know how you know exactly. Did you have a wife that passed on you?
I didn't have a wife, but I had a husband.
Exactly.
I had a husband for 35 years that passed 7 years ago.
Well,
and now my daughter is not here. I feel like going back 7 years. Anyway,
oh, you
I know exactly what he's going through.
Okay, thanks for explaining.
Especially if you had a good marriage and you lived well together. Yes. She will be missed.
It sounds like it sounds like hearing some bragging rights, you know. But that's all well and good.
Bragging rights.
You're not responsible for what he hears.
Exactly.
Okay. So
let me shout out Kathleen. Let me shout out Kathleen. Kathleen, good morning. Please, I'm gonna text you and tell you what fruits and vegetables you must get for me. I know you're laughing.
Okay.
Enjoy the food. Enjoy the food fair. Make sure you buy some mangoes and some oranges and some limes and some bananas and some plantains. Make sure.
What about sausages? You don't want sausage? You don't want to get the sausage?
We said a food fair. Fruit, is there a food vegetable fair? It is.
Oh, I don't know what
you're saying. Agriculture fair.
Very good. Thank you very much. Okay.
And she's in Kathleen
laughing. Okay, I can watch. I hear Kathleen laughing all the way from St. Croix. Laugh, Kathleen.
I'm still confused. Whether Kathleen, I said Kathleen was in St. Croix. Somebody tried to correct me. Said she's in Thomas. Today I'm hearing she's in St. Croix. Can I get it right?
Can I get a war in here? Move on. That's the new slang. A wow. Anyway.
Oh, a wow.
Thicket is just overcast and muggy and hot. I don't like it like that. But anyway. Outside of the heat from the sun, we got political heat too. I just get a text on Kathy. Anyway, she laughing. Okay, good. Good, Kathleen. I got the text. Anyway, sorry to be laughing so much, but she made me.
That joke's sweet, your boy. Wow.
We have political fire going on too. A lot of bacchanal going back and forth. Kathleen, hold the text till later. When I come out the phone, hold the text because you laugh. Anyway, we have a lot of political back and forth going on, back and forth, and oh boy, all kind of things
is
coming out.
Is that Kathleen our latest inspirational supporter? Is that the same?
Yes,
Kathleen?
She is. Yes. Yes. Yes.
What is she so inspired about? That have you laughing and giggling at her?
That's between me and Kathleen. Leave it there.
All
Stop. What I say? Drink water and mind your business. I have to put Rhonda on you.
I did say all right.
Drink water, mind your business. Yeah, so let's get back to the political. We have a whole lot of things going on. We have bullets shooting from every angle.
No,
but I'm staying in my corner.
Be careful.
And mind my own business. Shooting.
They're actually having bullet shooting, or is just a free
blade? I meant words.
Be specific, you are.
I got a message for you.
You have a message for me? You have a message for Cardinal for me?
Okay. She said, stop right there or your butter will be cut off. Anyway. Anyway, well, we don't mean bullet out of those guns. We mean words. No, what did we talk about words? It says, and the tongue, sharper than a edged sword, and words could cut and bore you with some bullets.
When is the election in Saint Kitts? We know an election is bullet.
Well, we don't know. It has not been called. The House has been dissolved since May 10th, I think. And there's absolutely no word about election. Everything is going along.
So we still under that foolish West
changes in government have been made. Huh?
We still under that foolish thing where one man can tell you when an island will be having an election. One man walking around a date in his pocket as opposed to a fixed date.
Well, that is one of the things Unity should have changed. That is one of the things they said they were going to change and that didn't happen. So
why would you want
to be back to normal there?
This election should be an easy election. To me, it should be an easy election. These are the things that they said they were going to go into change. They have not changed one thing, and they spent 7 years. So this should be an easy election. Why do you want to continue with these people? You might elect the governor the country if you don't want to have the opposing party.
Well, it's business as usual because some members of the boards have been changed, different boards, and auditors are coming in to audit different places. So it's business as usual.
Too little, too late. Whatever they're changing now is too little, too late. They all have to go. You have 7 years and you promise to people all kind of stuff, and you didn't legislate those. So I'm not giving you another...
So in the meantime, the citizens sit and wait for the election to come, to be called.
Are they going to have overseas voters coming in to vote? Because last time they said, who outstayed?
Oh, I don't... Well, the borders are open, so planes are coming all the time. So I assume if who wants to come, will come. What's your name on the register? You are free to come to vote.
Yeah, but from all reports, the cases are going up, the COVID cases. And that's what...
The last thing I saw was what, 70 something? I don't know what it is today.
Give me your opinion.
But,
do you think they're going to close the borders close to election time?
No.
In order to...
No. For what? No, for what? We have gone past that.
Opinion.
We've gone past that. That's my opinion. We've gone past that.
There's no need,
and I'm praying and hoping that doesn't happen because I have a special event to go to, and I need to go.
Since you're talking about opinions, I'm sure someone else can have a question for you. But folks, you can feel free to call in. Raise your hand. 563-999-3693 is the number, raise the one, we will entertain you with whatever at this hour. Since you're on the opinion, I know there was no poll, or maybe you would have conducted a poll. If the election were to call now, next week, what are the chances of any political party winning, if any, or just give me your opinion?
No, I can't give you my opinion because I did not do any polls. But talking from a pollster, he said that from what he's seeing, no party will win clear there's going to be a coalition. So we wait to see what will happen.
But
I can't give you my opinion. I am no pollster.
They don't work. They don't work. Who is that pollster? If it's Wickham, he carries no weight. He's a biased pollster. If it's Wickham you're talking about. That Bajan guy. Okay?
I leave it there.
Oh, you leave it there. Okay, fine. All right, well.
And that is why I'm asking the question, and I want to hear Lynette's opinion on my question.
Uh-huh.
Or whatever she wants to think of my question. You heard the question, right? In light of the chaos that's going on around us, my question was, are we really human?
Well, the way some people behaving, I think we're more savage.
Mm-mm.
Some people do things and hurt other people without even thinking that that's the next human being. So, I don't know.
Like Ever was just saying in his commentary, he says that he was saying that, you know, some people do that at the stroke of a pen. And just earlier, as I read the historical notes, I talked about the president, Andrew Jackson, who signed off on a law that allowed them to remove the indigenous peoples of North America from their land, the land that had sustained them for centuries, and so that the new people to America who saw themselves as a superior people, a superior race, can take that land. So, you know, that's to supplement what Ivor said about sometimes it's done, the brutality is done at the stroke of a pen, and I would add by people who are recognized as honorable and respectable. So I still go back to my question, are we human? What I disagree with, though, in what Ivor said, is that we tend to think that when we make mistakes, when we make errors, when we act with dysfunction, we blame it on our humanness. And that is something I have long disagreed with. The statement that to err is human, no, I totally disagree with that statement. Because I think that our errors, our mistakes, our limitations, our dysfunctions are the consequence of our defects that alter us from our humanness. And so they are not the consequence of our humanness itself. They are the consequence of the defects that separates us from our human substance.
Well,
whether that separation is temporary and can be repaired or is permanent, that's the next question to come up. But go on, Ivor.
Yeah, the reason why I say that, you know, is because we all agree, or the majority of us, or anybody within reason, would agree that there are no perfect human beings. And just with that thought alone, I would have to go and say, we will make mistakes. So hence the word, it is human to err, the statement. Because none is perfect. I mean, if you show me that person who is perfect, then I'll go dig up all the graves in the thing for free and tell you, here they are. Here are...
Well, the Bible tells you nobody is perfect. It says all have sinned and come short.
No, we cannot say this is with me when I say it's human to err. So I'm not trying to sell it over to him that he can win, but I stand by that statement because I stand to reason that we are not perfect. So by saying it is human,
we're not perfect, but we must try to be.
Of course, of course. But
at all times,
and we both agree that the hammer should come down from the powers that be, even before we get to the riffraffs, if I can use such a term, and the people them who are irrational in their behavior. I mean, we put them down as such, right or wrong. But we just let these guys who up there kind of say honorable, and I always think a person should be honorable before they get into politics. And just because somebody writes it and say because you hold a position, you become honorable, such and such and such. And we're taking away the true meaning.
Yeah, and even if you're not, when that word is attached to your name, you should try to live up to it.
But they say to eliminate that trying is that you should be before a requirement. You should be.
I agree. But we just said that people fail, right? Right. So in the event that you fail, when you get that attached to your name, you should pull up your socks up right up past your knee.
Well, I say we are scraping the bottom of the barrel when we have to go to that and saying try. You get in and taxpayers' money and say, well, you're in now, so try to be honorable. You're a judge. We know you're corrupt. But since they voted for you, in America they vote for judges. But since they vote for you, now you're here now, try to be honorable. Look at things.
Okay, right. So the people give you a chance to redeem yourself then and show. And you can't even do that.
So you redeem yourself before you get there to pass on judgment on people. That's the point that I am making. We know you're a Ku Klux Klan. Let me use such a thing. And you're going in to say, I want to be some political representative, such and such. We all know. And then when you go in there, I'm going to have to know what I said. The NRA such and such Ku Klux Klan. And we know what your organization is about. And some black people come in front of you.
So we're not allowing the terminology that people can change.
You change before you get there. That's what I'm saying. We can't put you in the place where you can make decisions that is detrimental to one race or another. And hoping that you will change. Hoping and knowing, you can't and I agree with this, knowing that at the stroke of a pen, you give that man that power, that this honorable man that power because he was seated in there. Yeah, by legitimate means, because you put it in paper and say, yes, he can. But now you're there.
You know that happens in relationships as well.
That's what I'm saying. You have to go and get it right before you come my way. Yes. They tell you, okay, let's break it down. Simple language. Okay. We deal with ethics. They're telling you must wash your hands before you eat. So I'm going to let you come to the table, sit down with your dirty hands, and eat, and then tell you, well, now you finish eating, go and wash your hands. What do you mean you wash your hands after you finish eat? So what is wrong with me making sure your hands are clean before you come to the table? Not coming with dirty hands and hopefully when you come there, you use a napkin, you use some alcohol, and you do it when you're here now, and there's a bathroom. Go do that if you won't come in clean.
What about the other way around? You're going with your hands clean, and when you get in there, you get all corrupt and filthy.
And there we say, with the stroke of a pen, we know how to get rid of you. That's what I'm saying. It's so hard.
Okay,
we happen
okay.
in thinking. You're bringing a person as the prime minister with the majority of vote, and to take him out, the majority can't take him out. I'm saying these are the things you have to go in there and say, well, your hands are not clean. There has got to be a way to get you out as simple as you got in. It is so hard to get out and so easy to walk in. But kind of was making a point.
Okay. Which one is the one that let us down? The ones who we think are clean and went in there with clean hands, per se, and get all corrupt and dirty, or the one who went in there, he's a vagabond and a rogue and a thief, and he just went in there and just continued. Which one is the word?
In my opinion, the one that went in and you already know who he is. So you run far from that person. Make him go clean up himself first. You're not coming in with doo-doo in your pants.
Really?
I don't mind you coming in.
Cardinal,
but
which
clean
one
up
is
your
worse?
Doodle.
Let me hear what Cardinal said. Which one is worse, Cardinal?
If somebody tell me they're going to take my money straight up front, I prefer to deal with them. Than somebody who's going to tell me they're going to be so nice to me and gentle to me, but they already have it in mind how to steal my money and get away with it.
Okay.
That's the thing, because nothing wrong in your thinking,
but in that instance, I am a garlin. What does the garlin say about the cloud?
Trust none.
Trust no cloud. So I don't care what you say. You can say you're coming in as a thief and you can don't say nothing and I trust you. I'm trusting none. None.
Okay. Well, I agree with you, because you could go in there clean and get really nasty, corrupted, and you could go in there dirty and get worse. So.
No, that's what I'm saying.
You know,
I agree.
That's where God come in.
Some people miss the boat when they say power corrupts. That's not true either. Power corrupts nobody. Power just gives us the opportunity for our corruption to express itself.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it does. When you get power and you show your corruption, you are corrupted before you got the power. It's not the power that corrupted you. Okay? So
is the greed that does corrupt you? Greed.
Those of us who know that these people we elect, these people we call honorable, these people who know beforehand that they are corrupt, and we elect to put them into positions of authority, we are culpable for the mess that they cause. We are implicated in the mess that they cause. Like I'm going to say all along, and I've been saying all along, a system of oppression does not continue to exist without the complicity of the oppressed people. You have to somehow submit to it in order for it to continue to exist. Because the oppressed people are usually the majority of the people. And if they resist, if they create the communion, and behind that communion advance their resistance, that system of oppression could not survive. So this is where I'm saying that, and this is why I asked the question. We have all been indoctrinated into the idea that as human beings, we are created in the likeness and image of the Creator. The likeness to me means the character. So it means then, somewhere along the line, we have lost the elements of that character, and that is why we are seeing the consequences that we are seeing today. If we are human, then why does our social activity result in such anti-human consequences? Like war and poverty and capitalism and racism and slavery and social stratification, social classes. Why does our social activities end up with such anti-human consequences? Like I say, I'm going to repeat what Shacha just said in his song that I played. We say, we are intelligent. We say, we are civilized and wise. Where does that intelligence, civilized, and wisdom go in terms of our social operation. Where does it go? And I'm not just asking that of the ordinary people I meet every day. I'm asking that of the people who are in positions of authority and decision-making. So I'm going from the president or the prime minister all the way down to the little chap who was born yesterday to ask that question. Because that little chap who was born yesterday is going to be socialized to participate in the production of the chaos that we see around us today. It continues, and with each succeeding generation, it gets worse. And so we are at the point now where we are at a loss, because what we do, we see the corruption, we see the consequences of that corruption, we look around at it, we talk about it every day, but we are not addressing the cause. Because the cause is the fact that psychologically we are disposed to degrading ourselves and each other. And that is why I'm saying, I should say, the cause is our disposition to devalue and dehumanize ourselves and each other. And that's why I come up with the term, the cause of all this lies in a culture of human degradation. Why would human beings engage a culture of human degradation? And that is the reason for my question. That, I hope, would give us and our listeners something to think about.
Okay, well, folks, we're getting ready to close out the month of May, in which we would have realized at least Liberation Day, that's the last thing that came up here of worthy of some note. A violent one, I may add, in terms of shooting. I think, let's say, guns kill, but I think people kill, and not guns kill. Sometimes I wonder what this world is coming to. Sometimes it makes people question God. You shouldn't question God, but it's like, what in the world is going on? It makes you wonder. It makes you think. What is it? Where is it safe in this country? A person is going into a theater, a movie hall. You're quietly going to sit down to look at the big screen. Your decision to go in there. So peace and quiet, not to mingle, but stay in your own seat. That's how the theater operated. The person next to you in your own seat. And somebody come in and for some strange reason say, I'm going to go right in the theater where people are sitting down, looking at the big screen and decide, I'm going to just have a shootout and kill some people. I don't know them. They shouldn't live. You go to a school and people who haven't even lost their innocence. Let me put it this way. And you go in and say, you shouldn't live. Because the gun is not no vase with some flowers in there. It's not an ornament. It can maim. It can kill. It's destructive. Do we just leave it to the man who take up the gun and go in there? Or we have to summon the manufacturers or the legislators? Who do we have to? You must point a finger. And some people will go to the higher power. I don't think I'm in such a position to say, well, God, you're wicked, because you know it was going to happen, and you allow it to happen. I'm not going to go there. That's a matter for some people, and I'm not going to judge them whether they're right or wrong. If you ask me, really, I'll say, I don't think that the Lord is such a cruel God, that those innocent people there, he would just tell those people, go in there, get rid of them, cause grief, cause mayhem. So, it's a question I can't answer. But it is mind-boggling. And then, week after week, some people sit down, lower flags at half-mast, a president get up and talk.
And the cardinal would say, where is the change? Yeah, you see? You see a difference. But to me, very little change. I did say, by George Floyd, when I really draw the attention to the world, it did. But look at these guns still doing it. Is it bigger because the police in uniform should know better? To me, it's no different. Those manufacturers, people who should have more control of knowing where these guns are and what's going on, they have to be some accountability. I think they should. This amendment, every man have a right to bear arms. But that's not true. Because you make sure your legislators and say, oh, everything that's about you is good. But you know what? The police told a lie on you and said, you resisted arrest, and in doing so, your hand touching, and that is battery and a police officer. And you now left without arms because they tell you, because of that, you may not have done it. No video was there at all to show you did do it. But if you go to a jewel, they believe that you did it. Not along with the police, but you touch his badge, and they say that it's battery in the police. And now you can't protect yourself. Why can't we look into these kind of things? For the people then who can just go to a gun show, pick up a gun, no background check, no nothing, have the mindset to just go kill innocent people. And because, I know what they've told me, there's a new thing on the paper now. Either you're black, you're white, Hispanic, other. Now he told me that there is Hispanic white. I laugh. He said, "Change it, more people say, I'm Hispanic white."
And that so, includes black people.
Black people, man, black people. I have to laugh. But folks, it's the last of the month. We're going to turn into June. It's a hurricane month, folks. June 21st, we're going to go until November. So let's do some preparing. Let's make sure that we have our water, you know, non-perishable stuff, shells, that we can just be prepared. And I'm going to leave with this. If every one of us look out for our neighbors and make sure that they're okay, this world would be in a better place. We are all neighbors. Colonel, I think you just have to just begin to take us home. Lynette, it was good hearing you. And we want to thank Dawn and Debbie for coming through as usual. Liam, we dedicated the first portion to his... That's a good question. And that's a question we should be asking you. But the mere fact you ask, I'm going to take it that you're generous in that question. So I'll get with Liam and I'll ask him. So we always want to make sure that it is okay. We just say we look out for our neighbors. He's our neighbor as well. So I'll make an inquiry. But folks, the funeral is next Saturday. Don't know if I'll make the Tallahassee route or the Miami route, but I know I pay my respect. You have 30 seconds, Colonel. Take us home, and don't forget 6:30, 6 until 9 tomorrow. The cricket show will be on at thecricketshow.com.
Yes.
Send us home.
Well, we appreciate the listeners that we have today. We hope we gave you something inspiring to begin with. Somewhere in between, we've provided you the information to make you more conscious, more developed in your consciousness, and more aware of who you are and what you were created to be. I love doing that. And so next week I'll be here with my friends Ivor, Lynette, and all the gang at the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show here on the Caribbean Voices platform. Until then, next week, have a great week.
Yes, indeed. I want to thank Mr. Audie Watson for providing us with the birthdays, anniversaries, and historical notes every weekend that come through you via Audie Watson. So that's all, folks. Bye for now. Enjoy the Memorial Weekend. Be safe. Ta-da.